You guys were hearing a show from 2018 on February, was it 2018? February 4th. Oh, that would have been an electronic show. That would have been the Creative Commons Valence Electron show. Very interesting. Anyway, hello, Com. I'm so mixed up now. I'm not even sure if I'm in the right live broadcast source. Nope. Yeah. Okay. I'm at least broadcasting. Jeepers creepers. Hello. Yeah. It's the news now. Golly gee. This is very frustrating. I need. I think I'm just gonna have to start doing the pre-recorded thing. Because the last two shows and a bunch of shows, the last couple of weeks, I come in and I just do not operate the equipment properly and then end up starting the show late or not getting through all the stories I want to get through. Just all sorts of random BS. And gosh, is it so frustrating. But anyway, I guess it didn't really make sense. I was wondering what was going on. I was like, Calm isn't making sense to what I'm saying. So, it's all good. Well, I guess, yeah, I guess what we'll do is we'll just do a short version of the show. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. All right, let's get our timer fixed. Okay. Well, what's funny is I was reading a story about France, and I put in some French because I was like, I could not say the name of this hotel or the streets it was on. So anyway, just to recap, since I'd been talking into the microphone, I'll just recap these stories that I messed up. Here's our world news.
World news.
India is proposing changing their smoking laws, which would increase their smoking age to 21. And would also restrict where smoking could be advertised, as well as banning the sale of loose cigarettes. All of the things are strongly opposed by large tobacco companies in the country. The country, or the nation of China, has gone ahead and did a big roundup of pro-democracy activists, and 53 pro-democracy activists were all arrested on the same day, with 1,000 different police officers taking part in 72 different raids all across the city of Hong Kong. So it's quite a big operation if you think about it. It's the largest single day arrest of pro-democracy activists, and it was it's usually what they've been doing since June is just arresting one or two people at a time, but this time they just grabbed a whole bunch of people. It also includes an American named John Clancy, who's a human rights lawyer. And they basically were all meeting up to have to decide who their pro-democracy people were going to be on to run in the elections, the next elections. So we'll see what happens there. And in WikiLeaks news, Julian Assange, we talked about him yesterday, he was denied bail in London over the risk he might abscond again. The judge pointed out that the last time he got put on bail, he then tried to flee the country and then hid in the Ecuadorian embassy for many years, like multiple years, like what, 5 or 7 years or something like that. In 2012. So yeah, 7 years he hid in the embassy, living in just a little room with his cat that he didn't clean up after. He apparently was a terrible guest, but he also wasn't happy that he was stuck in the embassy for someone. Yeah, exactly. Bad manners. But this is the news story that really tipped me off that maybe, just maybe, I might be not broadcasting. So here we go. This is from The Guardian. A gang of wine thieves, gang of wine thieves exist, turned to the closest thing at hand when they discovered French gendarmes in hot pursuit of their van. The burglars were making off with an estimated 350,000 euros, or 317,000 pounds, worth of Grand Cru Burgundy wine, began hurling their loot at officers as they sped down the motorway. They finally abandoned their vehicle after smashing into a road toll barrier 22 miles, or 35 kilometers, north of the city of Lyon. The thieves had targeted the luxury, and this is what I put in a comm, Relais Chateau Hotel, the Domaine de Rimska Saint Jean de Trey, which I am butchering, of course, but that hotel, it's just about 30 kilometers, it's about 2 hours' drive from Paris. They smashed open the door of the wine cellar before making off with hundreds of bottles of Burgundy wine. The owner of the hotel, which is set in nearly 200 acres of rolling countryside surrounded by woods and fields, was reportedly woken by the fire alarm going off. He jumped in his car and was able to keep up with the gang's van as it sped through country lanes before joining the A6 Auto Route de Soleil motorway south towards Lyon while calling for reinforcements. A patrol of gendarmes then joined the chase, but as they approached the van, the thieves began throwing bottles of wine at the pursuing vehicle. Investigators say nobody was hurt, and the bottles, aimed at the windscreen of the gendarmes' car, missed their target. An inquiry has now been opened, and police say they are searching for at least three men. And here's the kicker. It was the second time the five-star hotel had been broken into in 2 days. Just 24 hours previously, thieves broke into the property and stole 200,000 worth of fine wines from the cellar. That time, the alarm did not go off. Detectives are trying to establish if the two burglaries were organized by the same gang. Which, you know, is possible. It is pretty much the same crime 2 days in a row. And let's talk, probably. They put an alarm on it, but come on, at least do something else to it. So we got to knock out some of the sad news, of course. Got to fit it in here. So first up from Reuters, dozens of Bulgarian men danced and sang in the cold waters of the Tunsa River in the central Bulgarian town of Kalafir to mark the Christian holiday of Epiphany on Wednesday, ignoring curbs imposed to stem the spread of the coronavirus. In a popular ritual, Orthodox priests cast a crucifix into a lake or river, and it's believed that the person who retrieves it will be freed from evil spirits and will be healthy throughout the year. Despite calls from the authorities to cancel the celebration, about 70 men from Kalafir took part in the ritual, while dozens gathered along the riverbanks to watch it. We tried not to have it, but there was no way. Even if we did not help them, they would have done it anyway, says Kalafir Mayor Rumen Stoyanov. This is an important event for the community. We tried to limit the access, but we could not. After the crucifix was recovered, the men put their arms around each other's shoulders, sang and danced in a circle to music played on drums and bagpipes. Puvlis point makes an interesting call out here, that the Orthodox celebrate according to the Julian calendar, which Christmas is today, and Epiphany is in about 2 weeks. So, interesting indeed. We'll see. We'll see what happens here. On Wednesday, the Balkan country reported 1,310 new cases of coronavirus, bringing the total to 205,390, including 7,902 deaths. And Bulgaria ranks second in the number of deaths per capita from COVID-19 in the EU. But don't worry, Brazil's Bolsonaro is going to try his best to help raise the numbers in Brazil, so don't you worry about it. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro accused syringe makers on Wednesday of pushing up their prices after the government failed to buy hundreds of millions of syringes via auction for its COVID-19 vaccination drive, leading it to requisition surplus supplies. Prices soared after the health ministry expressed an interest in buying syringes, Bolsonaro wrote on social media, adding that the government had suspended buying until prices returned to normal. Who knew? You need syringes whenever you're going to be... we can find out. Number of deaths per capita. Boop, boop. It's always important to know what's going on. Boop, 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 boop. Belgium's the first. But according to this document, according to these statistics, Bulgaria's way down at 81.26. So I did a search, and on this site, Statista.com, it's showing Belgium has 156.7 per 100,000, Italy's at 106, Spain's at 101, UK's at 96, Czech's at 90, or Chechnya's 90, France is 86, and then Bulgaria's 81. So, yeah, it's very weird. Yeah, it's kind of odd. Time is wibbly wobbly right now, I guess, because that doesn't sound right either. So, Publius, I'm glad you're around, because this is weird. I wonder what's going on. But yeah, Epiphany is today for most people, I thought. Well, don't worry. You won't have to worry about it too long. Czech crematoriums are seeking help as COVID-19 related deaths soar. Some Czech crematoriums are near or at capacity due to a spike in coronavirus deaths. They're looking for alternatives, cremation sites, Interior Minister Jan Hamáček said on Wednesday. The Czech Republic, one of the world's hardest hit countries with 12,436 deaths, has been struggling with another surge of the illness, with new records in daily cases and rising hospital admissions pointing to more victims in coming weeks. The country's 12.7 deaths per million, using the latest 7-day average, was the world's highest. Oh, there we go. This is the one. Was the world's highest rate, according to the OurWorldInData.org website, supported by Oxford. Hamáček said the situation was hardest in the eastern region. So we'll put that guy here. Three Kings Day. So yeah, they've got about 50 bodies that are just kind of hanging out, and there's going to be more. Ugh, we don't have enough time. I'm so sorry. But, you know, that happens. Stuff happens, but life is good. Just know that in the U.S., President Trump's said he's not going to accept anything, and he called says the election was bullshit, and what else? He's mad that Mike Pence isn't going to help him in his coup. Yeah, there's just all sorts of crazy shit going on right now, so, it's hold on to your butts. Also, Dr. Dre's in the hospital, so that's no fun. All right. Well, you know what? We're just going to play a song until 1930 comes on, because, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Bye.
This is a song called Clay Pigeons. Hi, Mom. I'm going down to the ground station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape of me.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.